Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, text 14. Sarvam etad ritam manye yan mam vadasi keshava na hi te bhagavan vyaktim vidu deva na Dhanava Sarvametad Ritam Manye Yanmam Vadasi Keshava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Deva Nadanava Sarvametad Ritam Manye Yanmam vadasi keshava Nahite bhagavan vyaktim Vidur deva nadanava Sarvamitaritam manye Yanmam vadasi keshava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Deva Nadanava Sarvamitaritam Manye Yanmam Vadasi Keshava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Deva Nadanavaha Sarvamitad Ritam Manye Yadmam Vadasi Keshava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Deva Nadanavaha Sarvameta kritam manye Yanmam vadasi keshava Nahite bhagavan vyaktim Vidur deva nadanavaha Sarvameta kritam manye Yanmam vadasi keshava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Devanadanavaha Sarvam all Etat this Ritam truth Manye I accept Yet which Mam unto me Vadasi, you tell. Keshava, O Krishna. Na, never. He, certainly. Te, your. Bhagavan, O Personality of Godhead. Vyaktim, revelation. Viduhu, can know. Devaha, the demigods, na, nor, Dhanavaha, the demons. Thank you. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand your personality. Purport. Arjun herein confirms that persons of faithless and demonic nature cannot understand Krishna. He is not known even by the demigods, so what to speak of the so-called scholars of this modern world? By the grace of the Supreme Lord, Arjuna has understood that the Supreme Truth is Krishna and that he is the perfect one. One should therefore follow the path of Arjuna. He received the authority of Bhagavad Gita, as described in the fourth chapter. The parampara system of disciplic succession for the understanding of Bhagavad Gita was lost, and therefore Krishna reestablished that disciplic succession with Arjuna, because he considered Arjuna his intimate friend and a great devotee. Therefore, as stated in our introduction to Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita should be understood in the parampara system. When the parampara system was lost, Arjuna was selected to rejuvenate it. The acceptance by Arjuna of all that Krishna says should be emulated. Then we can understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita, and then only can we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From where I sit, I smell gas.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, gas has no smell, but the gas company adds something to give it a smell to alert you when there's a leak of the gas. It's important. One of our temples in England, in Leicester, blew up the day after Janmashtami on Vyas Puja Day. There was a leakage of a gas canister, and it suddenly exploded, caught fire, and one-third of the temple was reduced to rubble, and the devotees escaped by only about 20 seconds or less, so that no one was harmed, miraculously. But it means that we have to be very careful when we deal with this gas, and if we smell gas leaking, we should try to understand why it's leaking and do something, not wait till the extra gas suddenly catches fire and everything explodes. Padam padam yad vipadam. There's danger at every step in this material world. We should be careful. We use these gas canisters a lot for different purposes. We should be very careful about them. Every convenience has some trouble associated with it. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatam Vitamstam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika kanta, Radha kanta namostute. Tapta kamshana gaurangi, Radhe brindavaneshari. Rishabhanu sute devi, Tanamami hori priye. Vancha kolpatarubhyascha, Kripa sindho bhyevacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Shadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarvam etad ritam manye, yanmam vadasi keshava. Nahite bhagavan vyaktim, Vidur Deva Nadanava. Sarvameta Vitam. I accept everything you've said. Not, as they say, cherry picking. Picking a little bit here or a little bit there. Taking what I like or what agrees with my own philosophy and rejecting what doesn't seem to fit. That's not the way to understand Bhagavad Gita. Then really it's my own philosophy. I just take a bit from here and take a bit from there. That's not Bhagavad Gita. Just like the law. Accepting the law means I accept the law completely. Not that when it says one thing, I accept it. When it says another thing, I accept drive on the right or drive on the left, but I don't accept the speed limit. No. I have to accept the complete law, not just the part that appeals to me. When I accept knowledge from the teacher, it's not that I accept 2 plus 2 equals 4, but 5 plus 3 equals 8. Well, I don't know. I don't like that part. No. I have to accept in total. That's the meaning of authority. If we're just swapping opinions, well, I agree with you on this, I don't agree with you on that. That's what Arjuna, that was the nature of the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. At the beginning, they're just speaking as two friends. But once Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, the terms of the discussion changed. Krishna was now speaking as the authority, and Arjuna was hearing submissively. So Arjuna says, Sarvam etat, all of this, ritam manye, I accept to be true. I accept it all. If there's a question, one may ask. But here Arjuna has no question to ask. He says, I accept. Previously he had questions. You say this on one side. On one side you say, one should give up fruitive work. On the other side, you say that I should fight. It seems contradictory. But, so he asked Krishna, please explain these things. And other questions also. But now he's simply says that what you've told me, I accept. Sarvametad ritamman. That's the actual way to understand Bhagavad Gita, the way that Arjuna understood it. Arjuna sets the example how to understand Bhagavad Gita. Sarvametad ritam manye. Otherwise, we're just taking advantage of Bhagavad Gita for putting forward our own agenda. That's cheating. We have four rules. You can't say, well, I like three of them. I don't know about that fourth one. It doesn't appeal to me so much. No, sarva. When we accept the spiritual master, then we have to accept his instructions fully. Sarva me tadritam manye. Yanmam vadasi keshava. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what you've told me, I accept. Nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava. Krishna is very mysterious. He can't be understood by any mundane means. Pantastu koti satavat sadasam pragamyo vayor yatapi manaso munipungavanam. So pyasti yat prapadasim yavachincha tatve govindamadi purusham tamahangujami. One may travel at mental speed for thousands of years, speculating at high speed, and still he'll not reach the tip of the toe of Govinda. Because Krishna can't be understood by mental speculation, by pious activities, or by any other means. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvata. He can only be understood by pure devotional service. Even the demigods find it difficult to understand Krishna. Name vidu suragana prabhavamna maharshaya. Krishna says, even the demigods and the great sages don't know me. Then what to speak of the demons? What will they understand about Krishna? They're just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's one scholar who's written a commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there's one incident where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling with his companions along the road somewhere. And he goes into ecstasy and goes into an ecstatic trance. He's lying on the ground in ecstatic trance. And just then, some soldiers, Patan soldiers, soldiers of the Muslim government, come upon them. And the soldiers say, ah, this sannyasi, you must have given him poison and robbed him. Now we're going to arrest you all. Three or four companions with him. Just people do that. They were warned not to accept food from strangers, especially on trains and other such things. Because it's these things are done, that the thief puts some narcotic or something in the food, and the next thing is you wake up without your money or without your belongings. So the Patan soldiers thought that these rogues have done that. They've given some knockout drops to this sannyasi and robbed him. So then the companions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the holy name, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as usual, came out of his ecstasy. And the soldier said, sir, these rogues have poisoned you and robbed you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. These are my companions. They were traveling with me. Only I sometimes get I'm subject to fits of epilepsy. Sometimes I get epilepsy, and then I lose consciousness. So that happened, and these fellows are helping me. So the Patan soldier said, all right. And the commentator has said, this is evidence that Sri Chaitanya was an epileptic. He doesn't get it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not going to tell the soldiers, you know, I went into an ecstatic trance in Krishna consciousness because of Krishna prema. He says, epilepsy. And the rascal scholar takes it. Yes, Chaitanya was an epileptic. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Because bhaktyamama bijana. He doesn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental identity. Similarly, there are so many rascals who criticize Krishna. Avajanati mam mudha manushim tanamashrita. Because Krishna seems to be like a human being, they deride Krishna. Then, yes, he may have said some profound things. So we pick some profound things from Bhagavad Gita. We say, oh, this is very profound. But we don't accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. That won't help. But that's all the demons can do. Because if the demons were to accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, completely, they'd have to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam. They'd have to give up all their nonsense and surrender to Krishna. And that they're certainly not going to do. So they give some scholarly commentary or some kind of discussion. But they avoid accepting the natural conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Namam duskritana mudha prapadyante naradama. Maya kritagana asura paramashra. The demons can't understand Krishna because they're fools, rascals, the lowest of men. Their knowledge has been stolen by illusion. They're of the atheistic nature of demons. They can't understand. And even the demigods can't understand because the glories of Krishna are unlimited. So Arjuna simply accepts Krishna's statements, and in that way he's the ideal receiver of Bhagavad Gita. All right, are there some questions? How do we compare the way we speak about Krishna's pastimes to the devotees and how we speak to the karmis? Well, of course, to the devotees we speak more extensively because the non-devotees may not understand the more confidential aspects of Krishna's activities. And for the non-devotees also, we have to take more care to explain. We have to take more care to explain. Because they don't have the context. They don't know what we're talking about. If we say that Krishna is a butter thief, devotees all understand. But that means that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as his transcendental pastime, he posed as a thief of butter, or he enjoyed stealing butter. But the non-devotee doesn't have that context. So he needs to be reminded again and again that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that these are his transcendental pastimes. So many things to give it, that Krishna was appearing as a cowherd boy, although he's actually the absolute truth. That the absolute truth is a person, so many things need to be explained as context for the non-devotees. Is that okay? Some things are just not meant for them at all. Very confidential activities. Is that all right? Something else? You gonna let me off easy tonight? That'll work. Shall I read another verse? Ooh, big verse. Big purple. Svayam evatmanatmanam veta tvam purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. Indeed, you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Purport. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, can be known by persons who are in a relationship with him through the discharge of devotional service, like Arjuna and his followers. Persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. Mental speculation that leads one away from the Supreme Lord is a serious sin, and one who does not know Krishna should not try to comment on Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the statement of Krishna, and since it is the science of Krishna, it should be understood from Krishna, as Arjuna understood it. It should not be received from atheistic persons. Though the demons don't understand Krishna, the demigods don't understand Krishna, then who understands Krishna? Krishna understands Krishna. Svayam evatmanatman veta tvam purushottam. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, purushottam, only you can understand yourself by your own internal potency. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.2.11, Padanti tat tatva vidas tatva myajganam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. The Supreme Truth is realized in three aspects, as impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and at last as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So at the last stage of understanding the Absolute Truth, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A common man, or even a liberated man, who has realized impersonal Brahma or localized Paramatma, may not understand God's personality. Such men, therefore, may endeavor to understand the Supreme Person from the verses of Bhagavad Gita, which are being spoken by this person, Krishna. Sometimes the impersonalists accept Krishna as Bhagavan, or they accept his authority, yet many liberated persons cannot understand Krishna as Purushottama, the Supreme Person. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Purushottama. Yet one still may not understand that Krishna is the father of all living beings. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Bhuta Bhavana. And if one comes to know him as the father of all living entities, still one may not know him as the supreme controller. Therefore, he is addressed here as Bhutesha, the supreme controller of everyone. And even if one knows Krishna as the supreme controller of all living entities, still one may not know that he is the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, he is addressed herein as Deva Deva, the worshipful god of all demigods. And even if one knows him as the worshipful god of all demigods, one may not know that he is the supreme proprietor of everything. Therefore, he is addressed as Jagatpati. Thus, the truth about Krishna is established in this verse by the realization of Arjuna. And we should follow in the footsteps of Arjuna to understand Krishna as he is. Svayamevatmanatmanam vetatvam purushottama bhutabhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpati. Oh, Arjuna is saying many things about Krishna. Purushottam, you are the supreme purusha, purusha uttama. Bhutabhavana, the maintainer of all living beings, or origin of all living beings. Bhutesha, the Lord of everything. Deva Deva, Lord of the demigods. And Jagatpati, the supreme controller of the universe. All of these things about Krishna we can understand from Bhagavad Gita as it is, and from chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Anandam Buddhi Bhargava. This is the life of all transcendental knowledge. Simply accumulating knowledge or reading books will not bring us to the right point. But Sevan Mukhi Jivado, serving Krishna, starting with the tongue, by that method we'll understand Krishna. Sarvame Tadrutam. Yes. Are there some other questions? Yes.
Please, if you read the Mahabharata, Krishna had so many pastimes with Arjuna before the battle of Kurukshetra. And the Pandavas were aware that Krishna was the supreme. But it seems in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna pretended as if he doesn't know the identity of Krishna and put so many questions. So I want to find out, is it that he was illusioned or he was just pretending as if he doesn't know the position of Krishna?
Yogamaya Samabrata. He's Yogamaya, by Yogamaya's activity, by Krishna's internal potency, Arjuna is bewildered. Otherwise, as a devotee, he knew everything. But by Krishna's arrangement, he was placed into forgetfulness so that we would benefit. Is that okay? Something else? Okay. Shall I stop a few minutes early? Don't tell me. Or should I read another verse? There's time, huh? Is the verse writer going to remember which verse goes on the board next? Now we're going to do 16. Vaktum arhasya sheshena divya hyatma vibhutayaha yabhir vibhutibhir lokan imams tvam vyapyatishtasi. Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. Purport. In this verse, it appears that Arjuna is already satisfied with his understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. By Krishna's grace, Arjuna has personal experience, intelligence, and knowledge, whatever else a person may have. And through all these agencies, he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him, there is no doubt. Yet he's asking Krishna to explain his all-pervading nature. People in general, and the impersonalists in particular, concern themselves mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Supreme. So Arjuna is asking Krishna how he exists in his all-pervading aspect through his different energies. One should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people. Vaktum arhasi asheshena divya hyatma vibhutaya. This chapter is called the Vibhuti Yoga chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vibhuti means a particular opulence, a specific opulence, an outstanding opulence. In this chapter, Krishna will mention some of his outstanding opulences, not all of them. To describe them all is not possible. But he'll describe Pradhanyata Kurukshetra, some of them, the principal chief ones. Yabhir Atma Vibhutaya, Yab Divya Yatma Vibhutaya, transcendental opulences. Because they're Krishna's opulences, they're transcendental. Actually, in this chapter, Krishna will speak mainly in terms of mundane glories, or mundane examples of beauty, of power. But he'll explain all of these opulences in relationship to himself, so that by thinking of these material things in relationship to the Supreme, we can make advancement. So divya, transcendental opulences. Yavir vibhuti vir lokan imams tvam vyapyatishtasi. By these opulences, you pervade everything. Your opulences are everywhere. Therefore, a devotee, wherever he looks, sees Krishna. Because parasya brahmana shakti, everything is the energy of Krishna. That energy is everywhere, and it works in the Vidhaiva Shrita in various ways. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Shrita. So Arjuna asks Krishna, you are all pervading. Please tell me about the specific opulences by which you pervade this material world. Keshu keshu chupaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. In the next verse he'll say, bhaveshu, in material things. We're all in this material world. So we can think of the material world, and by thinking of Krishna in relationship to these specific opulences, we become pure. Any questions? Yes. He was a pure devotee of Krishna, that's all. He was a friend. Satyam Atma Nivedanam. He served Krishna by friendly dealings. In the early stages of devotional service, probational stage, we may not have such friendship with Krishna. But Arjuna had that friendship. Krishna was his intimate friend. So he used to serve Krishna as a friend serves another friend. Is that okay? They would lie together, eat together, joke, talk. And for Krishna this was enjoyable. Therefore it was devotional service. Anything else? Yes. Loud.
In the matter of putting the faith into practice.
Putting faith into practice? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Is that okay? What's that? One can't put his faith into practice unless what?
If I'm in the wilderness, in the bush, in the forest.
In the bush. You can't put your faith into
practice.
In the bush? Why not?
For instance, if I slap him. For instance, if I slap him.
Yeah.
The issue of tolerance comes in. No, there's no point to slap him in the forest. The wise we are together as devotees, we are feeling, we do it, and all that. So we can control anger, we can control tolerance, we can, you know, exercise tolerance.
We can exercise tolerance and so on. But I missed your central point.
The one who is in the forest has nobody to test his tolerance.
There's no one in, person in the forest has what?
Has no one to test his tolerance. So
no one to tell him. Huh?
If he lives in the forest, there is nobody there to test his tolerance.
There's no one to test his tolerance if he lives in the forest. Why don't you go? And see how long you can tolerate.
So, my question actually is arriving at the more wise we are together.
Excuse me?
Can
the holy name enable one to be tolerant? It will help you. Holy name means Krishna. Krishna will help us at every step. Especially if we chant sincerely. Then all these godly qualities will develop. Is that okay? Okay, let's stop here then. Only a few minutes early. And our next verse is text 17. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki.